On February the 1st, 1793, the French Republic declared war on Britain. The momentum of the revolution in France had spread beyond its borders. The revolutionaries seemed to have believed that subversion in England was strong enough to disrupt any British retaliation and even to start a British revolution. It wasn't, but the French didn't know that. With the exception of some peace agreements, which in practice were little more than pauses, Britain will now be fighting France until the year 1815. And when it's done, the two old enemies will live essentially in alliance until the present day. At the beginning, there was support in Britain for the French revolutionaries. Poets, writers and preachers had cheered the ideals of freedom and unity. William Wordsworth wrote, "Bliss was it in that dawn to be alive, but to be young was very heaven." Wordsworth may have believed the events in France had caught young imaginations. They failed to stir anything in Pitt's poetical breast. Pitt, even as late as 1792, didn't expect the French Revolution to lead to war. He'd then told the House that there was never a time when, from the situation of Europe, we might more reasonably expect 15 years of peace. The French aristocracy, who had escaped from Versailles and Marie Antoinette, still in Paris, had begged Europe's statesmen to help to put down the revolution. Pitt had remained neutral. In fact, there was some feeling that the revolution could be to Britain's advantage. Might not the rebels establish a constitutional monarchy like Britain's? And if that happened, French politicians might curb the French crown's instinct.